Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
Oh, my God, what a story it is. It's frightening.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know, is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you.
You know, my friends, every once in a while I feel compelled to write a work of great French literature. And so it is with today's story time. In fact, today our story is so French that it was necessary to write it in French and then translate it back into English. This was a challenge for me, since I neither speak nor write nor understand French. But some stories simply cry out to be told, and despite my lack of comprehension, God guided my hand to create this fine piece of French literature. Luckily, I have my handy little voice-changing machine with me. This machine
will allow me to simulate a French accent when necessary.
The story is called The Mystery of the Vinyl Duck, a complicated production in one act. My name is Jacques Baguette. I am a private eye, and I ply my trade in the scummy, dirty, filthy, disgusting, loathsome, stinking, odious underworld of Gay Paris. Each night I can be found drinking in one of the revolting bars on the Rue des Garbages, trolling for clients among those who seek the anonymity of the dark streets and the nauseating alleyways of our putrid city. Yes, mon ami, you would be surprised to learn how many of our capital's finest citizens seek solace, the solace that may be found in a gallon of absinthe late at night in one of our repellent drinking establishments. But I digress, my friends, for today's story begins not in a bar, but in my dirty little office, the office of Jacques Baguette, private eye, on the Rue des Maisons Pathétiques. I was working late on a rainy, dismal night, alphabetizing case files. The city was quiet, except for the incessant drumming of the rain on my roof. Suddenly, I hear a tentative tap on the door. Entrez. Into my office steps a stunning woman. She was tall and blonde. She had the décolletage of a débutante and the cul-de-sac of a femme fatale. She exuded the faint odor of a day-old croissant, and she looked good enough to eat, except for her head. Her head was the size of a billiard ball. It all made for, how you say, an unwholesome effect. She spoke first.
Monsieur Baguette, I need your help.
Her voice had the seductive allure of a delicious glazed carrot, but where was the stick? Madame?
My name is Madame Honkenblow.
Madame Honkenblow?
Yes, Madame Honkenblow. And I lost my precious vinyl ducky, and I need you to get it back. I will, how you say, make it worth your while.
Madame Honk-en-Blow. The rubber duck, he is common. The vinyl duck, however, is a rarity, and it is harder to track through the tainted and putrescent underworld of Gay Paris. I will need double my normal fee.
Money is no object, Monsieur Baguette.
So tell me the last time you saw your little bathtub companion. She tells me that the vinyl ducky disappeared overnight. And who else had access to your toilette during the hours of the nighttime?
Monsieur Baguette, the only person in the bathroom that evening, other than myself, was our housekeeper, Monsieur Gérard Depardieu.
Depardieu? Is this the same Monsieur Gérard Depardieu who had to leave his career as an actor because his weight ballooned up to 1,000 kilos? Is this the same Monsieur Gérard Depardieu who now cleans the bathrooms of the rich to pay for his extensive craving for food? Is this the same Monsieur Gérard Depardieu, who has been known to eat 100 creme brulees and 3 suckling pigs au gratin in a day?
That is him, Monsieur Baguette.
Sacre bleu, Mrs. Honk-en-Blow. Then the mystery is solved. Monsieur Gérard Depardieu is famous for devouring 37 orders of duck à l'orange at one sitting. Driven by hunger, he has surely consumed the vinyl duck, and it is now likely lying in pieces, decomposing in the dank and malodorous and abominable sewers of Gay Paris.
Oh, Monsieur Baguette, you are a genius. Take me, I am yours.
Nya-ha-ha, Mrs. Honk-en-Blow. I have taken a vow of celibacy until my chérie amour, Claudine Lingerie, and her pet badger, Fufu La Fafa, return from their pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Only then, my little foie gras, may we consummate a ménage à trois extraordinaire. And there is the story, my friends. So ends the story, mon ami. Until the next mystery unfolds. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.